This is Divya Gopinath, the co-founder of Byju's, the learning app.
And hello, this is Karthik Malhotra. Divya, it's a pleasure to have you on this podcast with us today. Divya, I want to understand from you, while COVID-19 has marred the fortunes of many industries, do you think education and online education especially sees COVID-19 in some way as a blessing in disguise?
I think it's very heartening to see how different education companies and schools have come together in this time of crisis to up their offerings, to use technology as an enabler, so that it's a level playing field for so many children and they can continue learning. That being said, as an education company, I think we're very fortunate to be in a segment of positive relevance in, you know, times of crisis like this. Now, another important thing I think is, while everybody is going online, I think the quality of content will take center stage now. It's very important that great quality content is taken out to every part of the country, because technology as an enabler can, you know, ensure that there is reach all over. But what kind of content are we giving children? I think that will be the differentiator, because only if the content is really good can students, you know, benefit from it. That being said, there is more segment awareness than ever before, because it's almost a need now to continue learning online. Most of the schools are continuing their curriculum through the online medium. So yes, I do think there is a massive shift in mindset as well, especially for parents, because they see their children benefiting from online learning, digital learning. They see how children are now taking, you know, center stage, and I think that will be the big paradigm shift. Children will come up as being central to learning, where parents and teachers, like they should, will take supporting roles. So I think that's really what is the change which is happening with the learning going online. I think the student starts to take center stage, with everybody else playing supporting roles, and that's how it should be.
So Divya, what has the experience been with some of the schools that you have offered your curriculum, in some cases even free of cost too? So what has been the kind of feedback, and what are the stories that you have picked up from students, from teachers, from parents, who seem to have now for the first time been exposed to online learning as a way of life?
So our learning app is available for everybody to download, and as soon as the lockdown was announced, we had announced the content on the app free for everybody to consume. So what we've seen is actually something very overwhelming. In March alone, we had 6 million new students coming onto the platform. We've seen close to 200% increase in the number of new students using the app every single day. And I think what's also very nice to see is that this is almost becoming mainstream. So previously, students used to come and use the app, say, 2 to 3 times a week. But now they come almost every single day, and they're spending close to 100 minutes on a single session. You know, this cannot happen unless you like it. So children are more and more taking to the format of online learning. They're benefiting from online learning and they're enjoying online learning. I think that is the kind of a response which we're very happy to see.
So do you think that the paradigm has actually changed now in the favor of online education? Or do you think this is just a little blip in the graph right now, and things will go back to a preference towards physical education once the lockdown is over and once the COVID-19 situation, hopefully soon, is behind us?
So I think the ideal kind of learning is blended learning, which is a mix of online as well as offline learning, because going to school is extremely important for the wholesome development of children. But also, when a child is learning at home, when instead of being in front of a book, if they're able to learn through visual aids, if they're able to understand a concept visually, which is how it should be, they will start retaining the concept for a longer period of time. So I think this whole COVID crisis has been a sort of an eye-opener to the benefits of technology. So it's here to stay. That being said, I think the format of learning in the future, post-COVID, is going to be a blended form of learning, which has the best of both the online and the offline world, so that the child has a complete learning experience.
So tell me something, Divya, and this is something that has been intriguing me for some time now. What happens to the students from the disadvantaged sections of population who don't have access to technology the way a lot of urban children do? So can technology in some way also be more widespread, so that its efficacy and its impact on the lower sections of the society is also equally beneficial?
The current statistics show that 70% of our youth have access to a smartphone. So if there's anything that can solve the digital divide, so this is the digital divide, right? If there's anything which can solve it, it's actually technology itself. Because even to places where we cannot have schools or we cannot have access to great quality teachers, technology can take those very same teachers to those places. So I think it's, there are two ways to look at it. One is, you know, technology can it reach 100%? Yes, slowly and steadily. If we can create content on cheaper devices, we can make it accessible to more number of people. Now, that's one part of it. But if at all we need to solve this problem of high quality learning at scale, I think it's only technology that can do that.
So how's your platform geared up to do that, Divya? Do you have multiple languages? Are you expanding? So in that sense, has COVID-19 also given learnings to the Byju's platform to reinvent its own business model and its own scale and its own geographic reach by distributing content in multiple formats, multiple languages, to even cater to the lower sections of society?
So if you already look at the kind of users on our app today, or the students on our app today, close to 70% of them come outside the top 10 cities. Now, to enable the further reach of the product to deeper sections of society, the app is also available in multiple other languages, like you said, in most regional languages. And I think that's one thing which can take the product deeper, because even though we plan to expand abroad, I feel there's so much more that we can do within India itself. There's so many more students who can benefit from the product within the country itself. So I think by making the offering much more flexible, by having multiple versions of the product and having it in multiple languages, this is one way in which we can take it to deeper parts of the country.
And Divya, as a business model, I think there's definitely something right that you've done. We read recently that you're going to be the second most valued company and almost neck to neck with Oyo right now, second only to Paytm. So what have you done right? What have been the learnings? What has Byju's done right? And what is it that it has learned from its past which it wants to even better going forward?
I think a lot of things have to fit together to make a business run. Now, I think the most important thing is to be flexible. If you look at, so we've been close to a decade in teaching, but if you look at what our model was in 2010-11, we were 100% offline. We were 100% services. But if you look at what happened when we launched the app in 2015, we became 100% online and 100% a product company. So I think being bold enough to disrupt your own model when it's required and to rise with the times and to continuously innovate is extremely important, one. Second, I think, to have a sense of purpose. It's easy to start a mission-driven team, but to stay mission-driven, to have every level of your employees given their best for the company. And maybe I can quote an example of what's happening right now during COVID. We've launched free live classes on our platform. We wanted to launch it in July or August of this year, but because of the situation and because students are not able to go to school and continue learning, our tech product and content teams rolled out the release within a week's time. So all of this happening, everybody working from home. So if every person in every team steps up and takes it as a responsibility, I think that shows that at an organizational level, you are a mission-driven company and you stay mission-driven. So I think that's one example which I would like to say. So it's not just about the core team, right? The strength of a company is the team, and the strength of the company is everybody in it. And I think if everybody believes that the company is onto creating an impact, making a change, that's when it happens. So I think these two things, I would never underline the importance of a great team, and also the fact that you should remain flexible, because technology companies especially can solve problems at scale. And if you can have a multi-dimensional approach to problem solving, technology can actually solve that. So I think it's about disrupting yourself, understanding, are you solving a need in society? If the answer is yes, are you passionate enough to stay on the path? If the answer is yes, then do you have a great team who is there to support you throughout? And if all of these work out, then I think you have a winning formula.
A winning formula indeed. Divya Gokulnath, it was a pleasure having you on this podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.